USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still battling an aggressive form of brain cancer, aides to Arizona Senator John McCain say the Republican maverick is actively making his funeral plans, also disclosing that the memoir he's currently working on, The Restless Wave, is going to be his last writing. Audio of McCain reading excerpts of the book was released a few days ago.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different.
Reports are McCain has informed the White House he wants Vice President Pence to attend his funeral, but not President Trump. Experts say even though seismic activity has calmed near Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, the event itself could continue for weeks or even months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special under promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some breaking international news concerning U.S. relations with Turkey this morning. Turkey says it will take retaliatory measures if the United States was to stop weapons sales. The Turkish foreign minister Saturday addressing a proposal that's now in the House of Representatives that would temporarily halt the sale of weapons, including the F-35 fighter jet, to the Ankara government. The foreign minister saying it was wrong and not fitting in the relationship between the two countries, which are also NATO allies. A day after a report comes out from the Labor Department showing record low unemployment, President Trump talks about the economy during a visit to Ohio.
We want to get our workers back. We want to make our product here. We want to make our everything here. This is America first now, folks.
Justify, the 5-2 favorite in the 144th Kentucky Derby, gets it done, finishing first on a muddy track at Churchill Downs. Good Magic was second. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The National Security Agency collected over 530 million phone and text message logs in 2017, according to the government. It's an increase of more than 300% from the year before. The numbers are in an annual report released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Most of the data was from providers like AT&T and Verizon, and it showed who was in on a call or a message, but did not indicate the content. A Texas-based meat company recalling nearly 50,000 pounds of smoked sausage after complaints come in about little bits of plastic being found in some of it, USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Eddie Packing Company recalled the meat on Friday after restaurant complaints that pieces of white hard plastic were found inside the sausage. The smoked sausage originally was processed a month ago and was shipped to food service and retail locations in California, Georgia, Illinois, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. So far, there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions to the products. Officials are saying if you have the Eddie's sausage products, throw them away. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a NASA space rocket that is going to measure seismic activity on Mars is on its way. The InSight Mars lander had a successful launch yesterday morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.